welcome into another episode of Talking Pylons. I'm one of your hosts, Mike Napolitano. There's my other host, Jake Ratner. How's it going?
Pretty good. How about you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. We are missing a member of the group tonight, Hannah. Once again, she is on the radio. So props to her, though, for getting out there, getting on the radio for sure. I believe it's a Russian radio, so that's pretty cool. But we have a very special guest in the house tonight. I'll let Jake introduce him.
Our special guest is none other than Big Tuna, Big Luke, my boy. How we doing?
I'm great. How about you guys?
Doing pretty good.
Pretty good. So this is a little bit of an impromptu interview. I don't have any, I'll just let the listeners know, I don't have any questions formulated for you, written down anywhere, because we were supposed to interview somebody else this week. We might get to them later. But Luke was nice enough to last minute hop on and get us an episode this week. I do have some questions in my brain for you. I want to know, where did it all start? When did you get your start in hockey?
So, like, fifth grade, I got the opportunity to go to a free Wolves game from PE. Took that opportunity, went to the game, and I was like, this is what I want to do. So the next year, started taking some, like, hockey classes at Hoffman, and it just snowballed from there. I did that for a year or two, then started my spring season in seventh grade as a Bantam, and then played 2 years at Bantam at Wolfpack, then 1 year midget at Wolfpack, and then 2 years at Chiefs, D211 Chiefs, Roll Chiefs, and then I did 1 year of Renegades House League, my last year of eligibility. And I've been coaching ever since I stopped playing my senior year.
Awesome. Yeah, you're definitely full on engaged in it now. I know when we go over to some of the skates at West Meadows, whether I'm watching Rat Coach, you're always there, you're always in the mix. What's your for the listeners that don't know, what's your official job title there with coaching and with running the rink and stuff like that?
So for the rink, I am an ice arena coordinator. So that is anywhere from helping out the Renegades or driving the Zamboni, you know, helping out where I'm needed. Like if a scorekeeper doesn't show up for a men's league game, I got a scorekeep. Or if I have to, you know, really lace up the skates and ref a men's league game, you know, I try not to do that as much as possible.
As far as reffing goes, though, you did get your start in the SHL this past summer as a referee, there were some commentary back and forth on how well you did at the job between the two teams. I was not playing in the game, of course. I was commentating, so I could only watch and see what was going on. But what was your experience like with that? And you know, did you hear any of the chirps coming from the benches?
Oh, I heard the chirps, but as a ref, you just got to ignore it. So that's what I did, you know, and I don't care what people think of me. I know what I did. I'm okay with it.
That's awesome. Well, one of the guys who was chirping you is right over here, Rat. Don't look around. This guy's looking around for somebody else. No, it was you. I heard some of the footage.
You know, I can't complain too much, though, because it was consistently bad. So at least it wasn't just one way, you know?
Hey, it's consistency is key.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, he can't chirp you too much now because he is an official U.S. referee for USA Hockey. So
no, I am not a official ref. I just – oh, Ratner is.
No, he is. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, so he's even though you're not an official one, you refed, like you said, a couple Men's League games there or the SHL game, and now this guy is wearing the stripes as well, so he can't chirp you too much.
I could chirp whoever I want to chirp.
Well, I know you had expressed to me though last year that obviously rather than reffing, you'd want to be in the game. So this summer coming up, we've got two new head captains, coaches, basically. They're going to be drafting within the next week or so here. It's Charlie Borda and Jake Ratner. Charlie Borda is picking the Seattle Kraken. Rat's taking the Vegas Golden Knights. So you're in the draft this year. You're probably playing. What are your expectations on, where you'll go in the draft and who would you want to play for and what team?
So I'm probably going to be a low pick in the draft. I'm probably going to be a, sixth round draft steal, I'm going to be the Tom Brady of the SHL.
Keyword steal. Oh, and Tom Brady. Yeah.
It's I know my role as a third line grinder. I pass, shoot, score. That's pretty much what it is.
Pass, shoot, and score. Love it.
There you go. Who are you most looking forward to playing with? Whether it's the captains or just guys that were out there last year.
Oh, I'm just looking forward to playing with the one and only Charlie Chuckles Borda
Have
on if we're on the same team or against.
you guys ever played together in any kind of roller or ice?
I played roller with him one time.
Okay.
This was a few years ago now.
Yeah, Borda's a good guy. I know he goes down for all those MIHA tournaments and plays roller there too. But you never did the Elk Grove League with him. I'm pretty sure he was in that as well when we interviewed him.
No, I never knew about it till a few years ago.
Gotcha. Yeah, you just stuck to ice. You've played more ice obviously than roller. What's the transition like, especially going into an SHL game?
I can't stop. It's I can stop on ice roller. I can't stop. That's the tough part about it.
Gotcha. As far as Chiefs go, I know Rat is the JV coach. What level are you coaching at, and how much do you guys get to work with each other on making that program even better?
So I am one of the assistants on our second JV team. Usually there's not a lot of collaboration, but between the head coaches, there's a good amount of communication. And that's what needs to be a thing for that organization is communication. I think we need to start looking at getting better players for our organization overall, and not just throwing these kids that are playing Central States by the wayside saying they won't come. If we ask them to come, say, hey, we got a program, they might be more interested in coming to play for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard there's been a lot of like controversy and turmoil going on throughout the levels this year. For anybody that doesn't know, I think we've mentioned Chiefs on the pod. Oh, I know we've mentioned Chiefs on the podcast before. Chiefs is Conant, Hoffman Estates, Schaumburg, Fremd, Palatine Hockey, all rolled into one. And it's a great program, especially for that high school level. But I've heard there's been some coaching changes and some players not wanting to play, like you said, for Central State and the Chiefs program at the same time. What can you say about this Chiefs program and its coaching staff to kind of pump it up? Because it is a really good program you guys got going.
I think it just like the coaching staff is good. We have a good coaching staff top down. Some people disagree, but if you take it for what it is a good way to play hockey, because these kids playing Central States are going to go play ACHA anyways. Just come play high school for a year or two, and you'll probably be on the same team that you would have made after Central States.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. How is your, you said you're the lower JV level. I know Rat season just ended. I'm not sure. Is varsity still going on? Are they still in the mix?
Varsity still has a state playoff game against Libertyville and Vernon Hills. That is a very solid team. So there, it's going to be a tough go for them.
Gotcha. How
Again,
about you guys? Are you still?
they have the best coach on the bench though, so come on.
This the king himself,
Yeah.
Bob Veller.
Oh yeah.
My team, we had a rough go. We didn't have a semifinal round, but it was just, we had a round robin and then just our championship game. We tied one team and they just were so good. They didn't let a lot of goals in and we did, and just cookie crumbled our last game.
Damn. That's not how you want seasons to go, but have you had in your time, you've been coaching with them for a while, have you had seasons where you guys get to a much deeper state in the playoffs, much higher level, or with your level, do a lot of guys get pulled up to then play for JV and it's kind of, feed the system like it is for, maybe ECHL to AHL to NHL type stuff?
So at playoffs, our guys can't move up,
Oh, gotcha.
so they
That
stay
makes
at
sense.
their team, their rostered team. Throughout the season, there's movement. Like one of my players, the best player on my team, played on Jake's team quite a few times, and he just knows how to play the game. Like he can score, but he just doesn't know how to pass. He'll get there eventually.
So I'll never reach my my record points, it's because they can't pass.
But the downfall of JV hockey is goaltending. It's if you don't have a good goalie, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah. This one kid sounds pretty good, like a little mini Ovi. I think Rat, maybe you had mentioned him before. What was is that the player that you were talking about? That not the one we were gonna have on today, but was there a somebody that was like a whole head above everybody else?
Yeah, and I'm big Luke's team. This kid is he's unreal. He played one game with us and he scored three of our six goals, I think, that game, so half of our goals, and like playing up, like he's insanely good. I mean, he's a freshman too, so I mean he played JV2 this year. He's been playing a couple games with the JV1 team, and he's proven himself as a freshman, and yeah, so much fun to watch.
He's probably going to make varsity next year.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason to keep him on JV another year.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I hope he makes varsity next year. He deserves it. Bob
We'll see what Bob does.
Veller, man.
I
Bob will
apologize.
take him.
I'm like I said, this interview's off the cusp, but this is, we're getting some good Chiefs info here. And also, I picked up Chipotle before this, and I forgot my chips in my order. And yeah, so don't worry.
How could they?
I know I'll wait
The
to eat the rest
audacity.
of this for the NHL segment. But other than that, so I do want to go back to we'll jump off the Chiefs topic for a little bit. I do want to go back to the SHL. Coming in this summer, you're kind of one of those people that's there every once in a while for Friday nights. I wouldn't say all the time, but what are you most excited for leading up to this game? Are you going to be out there with the boys more? Are you going to be training differently, or are you just there to lift a cup and get carried by supposedly if you're on Jake's team, Rat's great goaltending? Did you know he's playing net this year?
Oh man, then I don't know how I'm gonna score if he's not gonna pass me the
I
puck.
can still pass it to you, don't
Well, I'm not worried about that one. I'm worried about who else is out there with me.
True.
Yeah, it is going to be an interesting game. My whole preparation, I know, was to beat this guy over here. And now it's like, I mean, I still could if I'm on the other team and I'm scoring against him, but it's not the same as like going head to head when you're both skating out. But we do have a star-studded lineup, like you said. I do like the idea of you being a little bit of a dark horse, going deeper in the roster, being that role-playing guy that just kind of, you get the dirty work done, and that is definitely
They
something
call me
that
the
I think you.
garbage man.
That is definitely something that I could see you bring into the table. After last year, like you said, you were a referee. You got to see the teams lift the cup and all that stuff. What, from an outsider's perspective, what was the thing that you were kind of yearning for most to get out there and be a player and then do something like, the handshake line or, just playing in the game or lifting the cup?
I really wanted to play. I like playing the game.
Just getting
I don't
out
like
there.
watching,
Yeah. I feel that. You did get to play a little bit technically in the shoot the puck competition during the intermission. I believe you scored and you won prizes, right?
I won a ticket to Voodoo on Basher ticket. I did not get to redeem it this year. Because I thought I lost it, but then I found it. So I might frame it and just keep it for
Okay.
years to come.
All right. All right. See, I didn't even mean to set you up and plug you for that, but yeah, thanks for giving the haunted house a shout out.
That's what I'm here
I
for, Mike. I'm a
love
role player.
the, oh my goodness. Yeah, no, other than that, you got anything for him, Jake?
I just want to know how you got the name Big Tuna.
That is true.
So, one of my former coworkers at the rink started calling me Big Tuna. I mean, maybe 2 months in, and it just stuck. And then they started calling me that around work. And then the kids started hearing it, and it just stuck.
I love it.
Probably an homage to The Office, because I embody Jim Halpert.
Oh, okay. I get it now. All right. You know what? That didn't click at first. I didn't even realize it was an Office reference at first. Gotcha. I love it. I love it.
I'm a
Well,
big Office guy.
I love that show too. At first, some people had told me, they're like, yeah, it's kind of overrated. And then I watched it and I was like, yeah, but the dry humor just hits in that. And I could definitely see you're the type of guy that has that same sense of humor on a
Oh
lot
yeah.
of
Oh yeah.
that. But other than that, I've got nothing else for you. Is there anything that you want to share with the people? Anything you got going on in your life or, of course, what you're looking forward to?
So I do have something going on. I am transferring to ISU in the fall,
Oh,
and I want to try out for the D3 club team.
nice. Oh, okay.
If Jake could make a tier three junior team, I think I could make a D3 club team.
I like it.
Pretty much same,
We have a couple of friends, mutual friends that tried out, I believe, for ISU hockey, right? And I don't know if they made it. But were they trying at the higher levels?
I don't believe so.
With ISU, you can try out for like I think the only one you can't try out for like voluntarily is D1, and that's like an invite only. And then I think you try out for D2 and D3 at the same time, and they just pick their teams. And then if you don't
Gotcha.
make it, you don't make it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good luck, buddy. So maybe you're not so much training for the SHL. What's your preparation and your training going into for the fall then?
I just gotta get on the bike more. Gotta shed some pounds. Legs feed the wolf, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you even say that to me when we're out on the ice during those Friday night skates.
Oh, probably. Oh, yeah.
I've heard that term so many times for, and it's got to be from you, but I mean it's a pretty common term, but I think that's one of the ones that you like and it's one that you got to stick by because it's so true. That my gym took away the stationary, the good stationary bikes, so I'm struggling right now.
Leave them. Leave them.
Yeah,
Crunch isn't worth it.
I'm gonna be switching. Oh yeah, name drop them. We'll get them out here. We'll call them
That's
out. Yeah,
right.
Crunch got rid of their bikes, and I have a problem with that. So we probably won't renew. My year should be up in like the next month or two, and then at that point, I think I'm gonna go somewhere closer and get me some bikes, man. Because I was killing those bike workouts, and now it's gonna be a struggle to get right back into them.
I know it's tough.
But yeah, well, good luck on the ISU thing, man. We're gonna be we'll keep it monitored. We'll probably get you back on when and if you get down there and you're playing for ISU hockey. That's awesome.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Are you studying something down there as well too? What's your business?
I want to be an earth science teacher.
Gotcha. All right.
Una teaching earth science.
Yeah,
That's
it's
right.
fitting, right?
I love
Tuna,
it.
earth science. Yeah.
That's right.
I had one other question and it's totally just slipped my mind just now. I had mentioned, we had some other mutual friends that went to ISU. How is it that you got roped kind of into this group that played hockey? Was it mostly just through hockey? Because you're closer in age to me than to guys like Rat and stuff like that. Are you 99, 2000?
So I'm an 01,
Oh, you're an 01. Okay.
but I suck at hockey, so I played JV. So
Okay.
I was always around,
The younger crowd.
the younger crew. So for 2 years, that's who my buddies are.
Gotcha. I'd say I had a similar upbringing, but I was around an older group who sucked at hockey, and I sucked at hockey. And then when they kind of moved on, or well, I moved on from them, then I got to the younger group, and they were good at hockey, and then they brought me up a little bit. And so now I'm kind of in the same boat as
That's
you
how it
guys. I'm
works.
on
That's
par,
how it
and yeah,
works.
now I'm way better. Way better with the younger generation. It's crazy how that works.
It is.
So, of course, there's a couple guys that are older than me that we still play with that are pretty good. But I know our former guest Rob the other day, he told me that I could chirp him when I can skate better than him, and that was like last year. So, yeah, we're
That's
good.
how I feel about Jake.
Yeah.
I can't chirp him until I'm better than him. I don't know when that's going to happen, but
It's a
probably
tough
never,
road.
but it is.
I think we're all on that journey together, and we're all trying to be better than Rad over here, and we just
Oh,
get
yeah.
inchingly closer, and then he just shoots to the moon.
Well, if Borda sneaks me in early in the rounds, Bardownski, Bar Mexico on Jake might be on the
Ooh.
highlight reel.
Oh, definitely on the highlight reel if you're going Bar Maxi.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be lucky to get one.
I don't know about that. I've seen you in net, so I think you're better if you skate out here, pal, but that's your decision, so
Want to win a cup as a goalie and a player. Three cups in a row, be go down as a goat. I don't know. 3 years, three cups, through three different positions. I don't know. I'd be pretty sick if you ask me.
I don't know. It's pretty tough coming out of retirement, though, Jake.
I'm not coming out of retirement.
Mike is though.
Yeah.
Mike retired and he's coming back like Mario Lemieux did in 05 to really stick it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, too bad I have the first pick this year.
Don't
It's
you do this. Don't
tough.
you do this to me. I have a Seattle Kraken hat at home. Come on now.
Got Cry Me a River.
I also have a Marc-Andre Fleury shirt at home, so I guess it doesn't really matter whichever way. I've used that in a game before though, so it'd be a little bit of a rerun. Like the Back to the Future meme. Hey, I've seen this one before. So, yeah. I lost in that game, so I don't know, Rat. The shirt might be bad luck. And like Luke said, coming out of retirement's tough, so you might not get your cup. I might put in a couple own goals.
Okay.
Don't draft me.
If I
Well,
don't get a cup, that means you don't get a cup. So your choice.
that's so tough. Well,
He's
not
got a point
necessarily.
there.
I can waive my no trade clause, go to Charlie Portis team. I'm
But
kidding.
I'm a
It's all
captain. I
jokes.
won't trade you.
It's all jokes. It's all jokes. Well, that is all I've got, and I think all Rat has for the interview. But Luke, you're welcome to stay on with us. We're gonna get into some NHL talk.
Yeah, see that's kind of out of my realm.
Oh, okay.
I don't watch it because I watch hockey 5 days a week and I'm tired of it.
I feel you. I feel you. Well, thank you again for hopping on with us, and we hope to see your name selected somewhere in the pack next week. We'll keep you posted, and we'll definitely get out to some more Friday night ice skates. And when the weather gets warmer, like it is already in February, kind of, We'll get out to Dirksen and start skating.
Oh, it's going to be a good time.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All
All
right.
right.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks,
Love you
buddy.
too,
Thank you so
man.
much. So sick. Big Tuna, great guy. Big Luke Matic. I believe that's how you say his last name, right?
Yeah, Luke Maddich.
Matic, yeah. I didn't want to be rude, but now I'm finally gonna eat my burrito. And I finally put the thing in to redeem my or get my money back on the chips. And then after I did it, I realized the chips were like $1.85. So yeah, it's tough. But hey, I don't get chips with this guac here. So what is this guac gonna do? So I don't
Put
know.
on
We'll
a
see.
burrito.
What time is it? What time does Chipotle close? Do you know? Is it 9 o'clock? Because we're recording Thursday, February 23rd. It's 8:30 right now, PM.
I think they
So
go to 10.
they close at 10? Oh, let's get through this NHL news quick and I'll go get my chips. All right. Well, one thing we forgot to do before we even jumped into the interview was recap our weekend or week in general. I was on the ice. I was on the ice, I think, four times. No, five, maybe five times since we've last talked. I had a couple of men's league games with our buddy Rob that we interviewed couple weeks ago. Two on Saturday night. It was a doubleheader. I thought my legs would be gassed, but no, I went out after that. I don't care. I'm an Energizer battery, a double A. Then I had another one on Sunday. That was when it really hit. Then I was skating slow and also short bench, so that was tough. But no excuses. Still got out there. And then I was on the ice with you guys last night at Addison, which was great. So that was cool. We kind of talked about your JV season, but if you want to give a nice little exclamation point and close that up, you can.
Yeah, I mean, we had our last game on Sunday, the 19th, I think.
I'm making love to this burrito right now.
yeah, we had our last game on Sunday, the 19th. We won that game, but unfortunately, we didn't have enough points to make the semifinals. So our round robin games didn't go as planned, but nonetheless, a great season. It was my first season coaching. Just thank the boys and the parents and the head coach of that team that helped me through my first season of coaching. It was a fun time, and I'm ready and happy to do it again next year. So we'll see what's going on with that. I do have some big news about coaching this spring. I got offered a head coach spot on one of the JV teams, one of the lower JV teams. So I've accepted that. If we get that fourth team, then I will be head coaching. If we don't, then I'm just gonna be helping out with varsity and JV1 again. So we'll see what happens with that. But that's just for the spring. I don't know what's going on with the fall. So as of right now, I'm not coaching for a couple weeks until the spring season starts.
I'm half kidding with the celebration because I already knew that you had got the offer, so that was just for show. But I didn't know that you had accepted, so congratulations, that's awesome.
Yeah,
But
it's exciting.
we also had an exciting Monday. You and I got to go to the Blackhawks season ticket holder skate party. Got to talk to some awesome personalities there. Of course, skate on the ice. It was Monday, so it was the day after. We're going to get into this in the NHL talk, but it was the day after Patrick Kane scored that hat trick on the ice against Austin Matthews and the Toronto Maple Leafs. So kind of surreal to be on that same ice. And food was cheap and good.
Yeah, that was electric. Like, I appreciate you for taking me to that. It was so much fun. I mean, skating on that ice is great. I mean, when we were skating around, I was kind of just taking it in, the fact that like these guys play in a packed crowd, and like we're just skating around when there's probably 100 people just in the stand, just sitting there watching their kids skating or talking or waiting for something to go on or whatever. But I mean, I think I've mentioned it like four or five times on the ice. I was like, imagine playing in a packed stadium like this, and it's just insane. And there's a couple times we were skating around, and I was like, dude, Patrick Kane spit here before. Like, Patrick Kane's been here, you know, like just like little stupid things like that. But no, it was fun. The food was cheap. It was very good too. And got to tour the locker room. I was very underwhelmed with it. I haven't been there in a really long time. I was very underwhelmed with how small and kind of plain it was, but I mean, it was only the dressing room part. It wasn't the extended into the training and the lounge and stuff like that. But yeah, I was very underwhelmed with that. But yeah, I mean, you can go on and talk about how we talk to your idols over at the Chicago Blackhawks. Well, almost.
I was going to keep it a little under wraps because we may be getting some of those personalities on the podcast, or I might be getting a job with some of them. I don't know. Either or would be great. I'm obviously going to shoot for the moon with that, but I'm gonna keep it under wraps until it happens. For me, that was the second time I had been to the skate park. Well, third time technically that I had been to the skate party. The first time though, I was a little kid and the skates hurt my feet, so I wasn't able to skate. So my dad just plopped me out on the bench. Second time I went with my mom and we got a nice little Christmas card picture right next to, excuse me, this burrito's giving me indigestion. One second. My mom and I got a really nice Christmas card picture in the crease area. So we had done the locker room tour, we had done the press box tour. So I think I was there on a different mission. I was more so looking for, to meet the personalities that I could be and want to be working with in the future, being the Blackhawks media members, whether they're on radio, on TV, they're the MCs for the game, all that good stuff. You had skated on the ice though before, right? So, but everything else was new to you.
Yeah, I mean, I've skated on the ice before. I've been in the locker room. Like, I've seen most of that stuff. It's been so long. Like, I was just so young when it happened. I don't really remember it too much. So that was kind of like my first time. That was disgusting.
Sorry. I'm making love to this burrito, I said.
Oh
Go
my
on,
gosh.
go on.
Yeah, no, that was it kind of felt like my first time because I don't really remember the first time very much, so. It was very close to the first time of it, so.
That's awesome. We jumped off this podcast last week and we talked about I just threw this in the notes because it was funny. We talked about bands covering rappers, and by bands I mean like alternative bands that are like Fall Out Boy or like Blink 182 or I don't know what else is there. Linkin Park, rest in peace, their lead singer. But what if they covered like rappers? Like what if Fall Out Boy was like singing a Drake song? I forget what were some of the examples that we came up with. And I was like, I definitely want to see something like this happen.
Yeah, I think it was like Fall Out Boy and Drake. I think Linkin Park was like, I don't even remember, but one of them, I think it was I think I said Beatles and Lil Wayne. Like if the Beatles covered Lil Wayne, that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, I remember that because I was like 6 foot, 7 foot,
Yeah,
8 foot.
I think that'd be pretty funny if we had if we had some of those bands do something like that. So if any of the bands are listening to this right now, I mean, maybe a good
Yeah, honestly.
opportunity to try something out. Just put our name on it, please.
We do have some friends that make music. We've got Rob, who's been on the podcast before, and I have a friend named Josh that makes beats. So we could probably make it happen. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna see what I can do. See if we can mix stuff up together. I'm sure there's other people out there that are maybe listening to this that also have music skills better than us, and they could probably help us out make this happen because that would be so cool. Can you imagine the Beatles singing like a Millie or Fall Out Boy singing like Summer 16?
I'll
Oh my
end
goodness. We SHL news. We are recording on Thursday, February 23rd. I did promise Charlie Border that the SHL draft would happen before the end of February. That is still the case. However, we have a lot of names in the draft board. So this weekend, my job will be to be cleaning it up, posting it for you guys so that you guys can have the best opportunity to pick your pick or make your picks, a really nice clean draft board. I expect maybe have Charlie Borda on the podcast next week and recap the draft. We'll do the draft off podcast, but maybe on a Zoom call. And then that way, when we do jump on the podcast itself, we can go quicker with it and lay out the draft picks right then and there. And There will be some reserves. So those of you that if you don't hear your name getting called, doesn't mean that we forgot about you. It just means that the captains may not have picked you. That doesn't mean you're a bad hockey player. It maybe just means that you, because we want to be inclusive to everybody. There's guys who are just starting out on skates in this league, and then there's guys that have played Peoria or NA3 hockey, I think is the highest levels that we have. So we're as inclusive as we can be. But in this league, it comes down to more reliability. If you show up, if you're a team player, if you're willing to work with everybody. So the captains are probably going to take a lot of that into consideration. I have full faith in these two captains. I think these are two guys that are going to lead and right the ship. Not that it was off course last year. We had some great captains last year, but I think this year these two guys really know and really have a passion for this league, and they're going to do great. So I just got to give them the tools to do that. And so SHL is coming up. I know you guys are probably tired of me just giving the same update of it's coming up, but it really is. And as we had Luke on today, we're going to be starting to get more and more SHL personalities on this podcast leading up to the big game. We have the game in June, but we take basically like half the year to prep for it. We want to do the draft in February, so these teams have a couple months to get to know everybody and maybe get some skate times in and get some chemistry going, some game plans, and then it just builds the enthusiasm up for the summer. And that'll all get rolling here shortly, especially because of how warm it's been. I'll segue that right into my rink updates. The Rink de Napolitano is officially done for the season. It has officially died. I took down the far wall to let the water drain last weekend. Yeah, last weekend, Sunday. It's been such a mild winter. I don't have a refrigeration system, so this ice is not going to hold up. And it is what it is. We got about 7 days. Last year, I complained about 7 weeks of skate time being short. This year, we got 7 days. So it's a sad day. That's not to say that winter's completely over, which kind of sucks. We are going to get some days that drop down below 32, but it's not going to be stagnant there long enough. It's not going to be consistently cold in order for that ice to stay frozen. So there's no point in leaving it up. And at this point, I think we're all just praying for spring. Although there are a couple refrigerated rinks that we know of that we will have to get to sometime in the near future. One of those Bobby Hall Ice Arena, we've had that on here as Pond of the Pod. But other than that, no more rink updates either, guys. I'm sorry. It's the end. But I think that's a good time that we could segue into Pond of the Pod. We're going to get it into NHL talk later on in this segment, and we're going to recap this game. But Rat, do we have a Pond of the Pod?
We do, my sir. So this
Oh,
week,
yeah. Oh,
classified
there's our notes.
position. This week, Pond of Pod, we got the Stadium Series rink, of course. I mean, we did the Winter Classic when it was coming up, so we have to do the Stadium Series here in rely. How do you? Okay, I can't pronounce
Oh,
that.
Raleigh. Yeah. Oh,
Raleigh.
sorry.
Okay,
I
Raleigh.
got you. Raleigh, North Carolina. It
Right.
was the North Carolina State University, NC State University, which the Carolina Hurricanes play right on their campus. So it was really cool. They walked over there in like golf outfits, but like the old timey golf outfits, like kind of kilts and like Irish caps. And they didn't have to, like I said, they didn't have to drive or anything because it's right there. So they walked right over to the stadium. Really electric environment, I will say. I don't mean to steal your sunshine here, because I want you to be able to get to cover it a little bit. But one of my jobs right now, I am covering a podcast. Shout out Full Press Hurricanes podcast. I am officially covering the Hurricanes 5 days a week. So get all your info there. You can find it pretty much everywhere you can find Talking Pylons, except for YouTube. It's only an audio podcast. But yeah, I mean, they put ice in North Carolina. I mean, they've done the Winter Classic in Texas in Dallas before. However, this was a work of art.
Yeah, no, I mean, looking at this picture that is pulled up right now, I mean, that's just it just looks so clean with the in the back there, the logos, and looks like a pennant of Washington and Carolina, and it just looks so pure as a hockey player seeing this. It's kind of cool.
And they use this stadium for a lot because, they not only did they have the outdoor game with the two teams, the Caps and the Hurricanes, they also had the alumni game, of course, and they had an ACHA game, ACHA, between North Carolina State University and University of North Carolina. They played against each other, and it was the largest sellout. Well, it wasn't a sellout, but it was the largest crowd. The Stadium Series game was a sellout. It was the largest ACHA attended game in history, which is awesome. And in the obviously in the state of North Carolina, largest outdoor game for ACHA as well. Phenomenal to see. Really cool production. I don't think they had any ice problems. I didn't hear anything about, because Lake Tahoe, if you remember a couple of years back, they had it during the daytime, and a couple of the logos in the ice were darker, so they attracted more sun, and players were kind of falling over the soft ice. I didn't hear anything about that this year.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about that either. But yeah, that's what we got.
But yeah, Carter Finley Stadium, beautiful setup there. Beautiful. Well done by the NHL. They do want to put ice in Florida, is what I'm hearing per Spit and Chicklets and their sources. They do want to have a game between Tampa Bay and Florida in Florida. They say they could put ice anywhere, but once again, we always have to say, what is the quality of that ice? That's important. So, that'll lead us right into our NHL talk. Thank you for that awesome pond of the pod. NHL talk. We'll go right into this game. Carolina Stadium Series game. The game was only missing O Alex Ovechkin. Ovi's dad passed away, so he had to step away from the team for a little while. So wishing him the best, and hope that everything gets better for him and his family. Meanwhile, this was a 4-1 Carolina Hurricanes win. At one point, it was 4-0. They had the game locked up. Kotkaniemi scored the first goal outdoor in Carolina Hurricanes history. It kind of went off his skate back door. And from there, it was just all Hurricanes. I don't know if you noticed this. They had it on social media. Ripken the Bat Dog. He's the official bat dog for the Durham Bulls. He's a tea retriever for the NC State football team, and he's a spokes dog for Sit Means Sit dog training in Apex and Charlotte, North Carolina. He's a black lab retriever, and he was given both teams high fives as they came in for the practice outdoor on Friday, which was really cool to see. And then he also got to drop the ceremonial first puck.
Yeah, I did remember saying that. That was pretty cool.
So. That was cool. We'll also post up here the jerseys. I know we didn't really talk about them beforehand last time, but I loved both of them. I think the Caps one I loved a little bit more with the Weagle on the front. Those things were awesome. But the even the Carolina black with the lettering, I'm sorry, the numbering kind of tapered on the sleeves was kind of cool. And then just the red in the Hurricane logo lit up was cool. And the helmets, I know you love the helmets.
Yeah, no, I mean, I liked both of them. There wasn't a complaint from me about either jersey. They both look cool. I mean, the helmets, I can't remember what Carolina's looked like. Were they red or black?
They were black, but they had the red logo just huge
Right,
on the side. And it was kind of like I don't want to call it a neon, but the way that it was super dark black and super bright red, it really contrasted nicely.
Yeah, no, I liked. I'm remembering the helmets now, and yeah, I like those helmets a lot. They honestly, like, for an outdoor game, you need something like that, something flashy, and that is it's exactly what that was. And I enjoyed both of their jerseys.
Yeah. There was another outdoor game going on this past weekend. It was the Ohio State University, and I don't even know who they were playing, to be honest with you. Was it Michigan?
No idea.
Our buddy Will Hefke, we may have him on the podcast in the future, maybe break that game down because he was there. I did hear that they had problems with their ice, though, and that's more north. That's in Ohio. So I don't know what was going on there. I did not really pay too much attention to that one. So we may have to have him on to go over that one. Some other hurricane notes. Seth Jarvis had a hat trick against the Canadians in the game before that. That's his first career hat trick. Martin Natchez has been on fire too. I know Hannah would crucify me if I didn't give those guys a shout out while she's not here. But also, speaking of Hatties, Patrick Kane scored a hat trick against Toronto. That was what I was mentioning when we were skating on the ice the next day. That was a 5-3 win, and that's Patrick Kane's ninth career hat trick. That was insane. What did you see from this one?
Patrick Kane's sick. I mean, the fact that he's only had 9 hat tricks. I mean, he's a magician with the puck, and he's more of a flashy passer and dangler than he is a scorer. But he's the best. He's the greatest American-born hockey player. I'll say it probably for hopefully the rest of my time here, because it's unbelievable how good that guy is, and he's it's a 9th career hat trick. I mean, that's just. It's just insane. Like, some of these guys don't even get a hat trick in their career, and Kane's on his 9th, and hopefully more to come.
Yeah. Well, the night before, well, I'm sorry, not, yeah, it was the night before. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was Friday. The Maple Leafs game was Sunday. Friday, the game before, that was in Ottawa. Kane had 2 goals on the night, which meant he tied and then passed up Jeremy Roenick to become the third highest scoring American born player with 217, I'm sorry, 1,217 points, 1,217 points. The only two names still ahead of him on that list. Phil Housley, he's got 1,232. Kane's going to catch him this year. And leading the pack is Mike Modano with 1,374. So Kane could obviously catch him as well. Mike Modano, just an unreal player. But like you said, I think Kane is definitely far and away the best American-born player so far. There's an argument for Matthews coming up, but he's got to prove it first.
He might be
And
the
then
greatest American goal scorer. I'll give him that.
That's yeah, that we could maybe give him. Kane is a phenomenal goal scorer too, but there's a lot of times where he's been selfless, and even his passing has been so flashy. Those spinorama passes and stuff like that. Like, that guy's just a magician with the puck.
Magician, really.
Other news about Patrick Kane. So I mentioned he was at 1,217 points. Then with that hat trick, he was at 1,220 points, and then they played 2 games since then, and I believe he had 2 goals in the game against the Stars last night. I believe he also had an assist, so that might be another 3. And then I'm not sure if he actually factored onto the score sheet in that Vegas game. Oh yeah, he did, because he had an assist on that Tyler Johnson goal to tie it up with like a minute to go. So Kane might be sitting at 1,225. Or close
Should
to that.
be 12:26 with this clap bomb and only
Oh,
nine against
yeah.
Vegas. I'm a little rattled that that didn't count, but so I don't
Yeah,
know what I'm
so
doing.
I will play the devil's advocate on this one and say the clock that you see on TV is not the same as the actual game clock sometimes. Sometimes the broadcast is a little off, but on TV, if you were watching that game against Vegas in overtime, Kane knew he only had a couple seconds left. So he was basically at the top of the slot and knew he had to wire it from there. He picked that top corner on Brassois, and unfortunately the goal got called back. But that's a buzzer beater to me, man. Like, you gotta let that go. If you're in the NHL and you're talking about making the game more exciting, you gotta let that one go. I mean, we're talking fraction of a second. I understand that it's a game of, milliseconds and inches, but like, come on, man. Like, that was so beautiful. That was I would put that as the most beautiful goal ever to not count. I can't think of one that was better than that. Maybe the Andrew Shaw headbutt goal, but like, we all
As
knew that that
far,
wasn't
yeah.
going to get counted. And
Yeah.
that was just fun to watch, but as
I
far as goals that got disallowed, I don't know of any others that have been that beautiful.
my my conspiracy on why I got this a lot is Toronto was still butthurt about Kane scoring three against them, so they had to call it back.
Toronto was like, hey, you sewered us once. Now we're gonna get you back.
Yeah,
But
but
yeah,
they
he's
ended up
been
still winning, so.
yeah, that's true. He was buzzing. It was 5 goals in his last 2 games when they played the Maple Leafs. And then he had another 2 goals last night against Dallas. So this guy's just racking it up right before the trade deadline. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. So we'll have to see. There's still a lot of rumors that he's going to get moved, and the New York Rangers rumors have opened back up. You were correct when you said that the Rangers still could make it work, and I hate that. I don't hate you, but I hate that that's the case, and
I get it,
I
you
really think that's yeah no, I think that's a possibility. Before that Toronto game, there was a trade, a three-way trade. It was involving the Blues, Toronto, and the Minnesota Wild. The Blues, let me go back to my notes here. The Blues were sending Ryan O'Reilly and Noel Achary to the Maple Leafs. So they did play in that game against Kane. And in return, oh, I'm sorry, they also got forward Josh Pillar. Toronto had to give up Mikhail Abramov, forward Adam Gaudette. Chicago fans may remember him. He had a quick stint with us after he came from Vancouver. A 2023 first round, a 2023 third round, a 2024 second round. And they also sent a 2025 fourth round to Minnesota. They had to include the Wild in that trade to kind of open up some cap space. So another huge trade. I know we covered the Tarasenko trade last week. But then I will mention in this one, there was also a trade with Ottawa for the Hawks. Nikita Zaitsev coming to Chicago, as well as a second round 2023, a fourth round 2026. And that's all for future consideration. So this is kind of a cap dump for Ottawa. This helps the Hawks get to a spending floor of the cap next season, as Zaitsev has 4.5 mil on his deal. Hawks now have 10 draft picks in 2023. Two first rounds, three second rounds, two third rounds, one fourth round, one fifth round, and one seventh round. So they are stacking up. But I don't know. Will we have Patrick Kane next year is the question. So.
Yeah, it's a toss up. I honestly, I couldn't tell you. I mean, he still has that no trade clause, and I mean, if he wants to leave, he'll leave. Like, that's his choice now. It's not the club, or it's not the organization's choice anymore.
Yeah. And with Rangers being still on the table, I could still see him going there. With that Toronto trade, I did want to mention that that kind of closes off all the Toronto rumors, which were mostly just rumors because Kane came out and said after they played Toronto that there wasn't really much talk between him and the Maple Leafs. So he didn't even think he was going to be going there. But he scores that hat trick, and after that third goal, he kind of took in the crowd, which makes you think, okay, this guy's leaving. And then we're playing a bunch of teams that he's speculated to go to. Ottawa, although it looks like they're doing mostly a cap dump, so I don't think they'd be picking him up, especially in the position that they're in. They're no means to get to the playoffs in a cup run. But they thought, maybe Kane would go play with DeBrincat. Then Dallas, he has the Sagan connection. They played together in the lockout in Europe, and they're buzzing. And then even the Golden Knights were speculated to be looking at Kane, and they're also at the top of the West basically. So all these teams want in on the Patrick Kane sweepstakes, and who knows if the Hawks keep him, great, because then if you do draft Bedard, that's awesome. But I don't know if we even need Bedard. We've had a couple of rookies come up. First one is Cole Gutman. He scored his first game against Toronto in his first NHL game. That was one of the 5 goals they scored. Kane had three of the other ones. And then he scored his second NHL goal in his second NHL game, and that one was against Vegas. And that was a nice through the legs shot on Bressois on a breakaway. So this kid looks pretty good. And then, of course, the Hawks also recall and sign David Gust to a 2-year NHL contract just today. So I don't know what's going on with all these youngsters, but could be promising for the Hawks regardless of first overall pick.
I don't want to be that guy, but David Gust did win a Calder Cup last year with the Chicago Wolves.
There you go. Wolves insider here, folks. He knows his stuff.
So.
That's always promising. On a couple other notes before we get off the Hawks talk, Andreas Athanasiou had the overtime game-winning goal last week against Ottawa, and that was his sixth career regular season OT game-winning goal. Hawks climbed back from a 3-1 deficit in that one, thanks to those two goals from Patrick Kane. And then that's about it. Well, other than the Taze illness, Jonathan Taze came out and said that he's still dealing with symptoms of long COVID and the chronic immune disease that he has been diagnosed with. Let me actually get the quote.
Well, here it
I'll
is.
just
I
go to
got
the
it.
quote. You got it? Oh, go ahead and read it.
If you want me to read it. All right.
Yeah.
Quoted by Jonathan Toews. First of all, thank you to the fans and all those who have shown concern about my absence. I'm still dealing with the symptoms of long COVID and chronic immune response syndrome. It has been really challenging to play through these symptoms. In the last few weeks, it has reached the point where I have no choice but to step back and concentrate on getting healthy. I am thankful for the patience and support of my teammates, the coaching staff, and the entire Blackhawks organization.
Yeah, so Taves not going anywhere at the trade deadline. He also added that it would be unfair to any teams that were looking to make a cup run to pick him up with his situation. So I think this is the end for him. I think he retires at the end of this year. What do you think?
Sad to say, I agree with you, but it's probably true. I mean, he's the Blackhawks captain. He's my captain, you know. So it's gonna be sad to see him go. He's gonna be one of the older players that I'm gonna be upset by not being able to watch him anymore. But everybody has to end at some point, and he's ending a little sooner than others.
Yeah, that's a shame. But you know, it comes to an end, and you usher in, you know, a new wave of NHL stars. One of those new NHL stars we had kind of briefly mentioned last week, Mikey Anderson. He's the one that got into the altercation with Sidney Crosby. He signs an 8-year deal, 8-year extension with the Kings. So, kind of a young, untested guy to be signing for a long contract, but they really believe that he's going to be part of that defensive core there. So that could be good for him. Anders Lee had a golf shot goal. Did you see this one? I was kind of sitting on the pads. I forget who they were playing. We'll post the clip though. Anders Lee just it was sitting right there, and he just kind of like as if it was on a tee, just kind of golfed it up and put it in the net. One of the weirdest goals you'll ever see. But the Islanders kind of need to get it in gear if they want to make a shot at the playoffs here. That East is tough and competitive. Nylander for the Maple Leafs gets his 30th of the season. Meanwhile, Connor McDavid for the Edmonton Oilers gets his 100th point of the season on a Ryan Nugent-Hopkins goal, and Bedard scores his 50th goal 53 seconds later. How about that for some crazy coincidences? Same night, 53 seconds later, these guys are both Connors, like we mentioned before, both edging it out to see who's the better Connor. Bedard is the youngest player to score 50 goals in a WHL season. But going back to that Edmonton game that Friday night, same game, the Rangers actually came back from a 3-goal deficit to win in a shootout on Alex Lafreniere's shot. So, you know, McDavid may be scoring all these points, but Edmonton, the struggles continue when it comes to playing some of these tougher teams, and you question if they have the depth to do it. The other night, though, McDavid scored his 800th point of his career in his 545th game. That's the fifth fastest player to hit that mark. Of course, you know, before him is Peter Stastny with five. He did it in 531 games. Mike Bossy did it in 525. Mario Lemieux did it in 410, and Gretzky did it in 352 games. On that 800th career point, that was Draisaitl's 700th point, And they won the game against Philly 4-2. They kind of woke up because I believe they were losing to Philly at first. So craziness all around. A lot of milestones over there. So I know the biggest milestone they're looking forward to is lifting a cup, though. So we'll see if they can do that by the end of the season. Pasternak had his 40th and 41st goal of the season against Ottawa on Monday in a President's Day matinee game. I know you and I were looking at the scores when we were at the United Center, chilling out with all the big wigs and skating on the ice. This is the third time in his career that he has hit the 40-goal mark. Meanwhile, Panthers topped the Ducks in OT to climb into the first wild card spot in the East. Now, the Panthers were the President's Trophy winners last year, and it has been a rough go this year, especially after some trades and some, just the locker room not really meshing together to get these wins. But they're in that wild card spot. So what do you think we'll be seeing from the Panthers going forward here? Is this a playoff team, 1 year removed from winning the President's Trophy?
I don't even know. I'm not hearing much about the Panthers this year. Like, that's the thing. Like, I feel like we haven't really talked about the Panthers much on the podcast either, just because they're not a highlight reel team right now. I mean, they got the young goalie. They got Spencer Knight, but he's got to do something here, and who knows what's gonna come of it.
Yeah, you mentioned goaltending. They have some phenomenal goaltending. I'd even say last year though that they weren't even a huge highlight reel team. They were just doing the little things right, getting the wins where they needed to, and you win the President's Trophy, and then you get swept in the second round by your rivals with the series against the Tampa Bay Lightning. So, and then they go on to
Sure.
almost win the Stanley Cup for the third year in a row. So that could have been
Yeah. I mean, it's
but.
easier to do that when you cheat all the time, but
All right, all
we won't
right,
get into
enough.
that again.
We did mention goalies when we were talking about Florida. Another goalie, Phoenix Copley for the Los Angeles Kings, was given a match penalty versus the Ducks Friday night for throwing a punch while wearing his blocker. I'll be honest, I didn't even get a chance to see this, so I'm interested for when we post this clip right here in the podcast because I want to see this. This is crazy. Did you get a chance to go back and watch this?
I have not seen this either, but I do want to point out one thing. Phoenix Copley came from the Chicago. Well, he played for the Chicago Wolves, and he gets a match penalty for throwing a punch with the block around. And another goalie that is very aggressive right now in the NHL, Jordan Binnington, also came from the
Ah.
Wolves. So maybe the goalie coach, the Chicago Wolves, are teaching them to be aggressive. I mean, I've seen in games before Peter Kochetkov going after trying to get fights going. So who knows what this goalie coach is teaching these guys, but I just think it's kind of funny that they all come from the Wolves.
You said it's so Canadian there, this goalie coach. But
Yeah.
yeah. I see the pattern here. You Wolves fans are training your goaltenders to be WWE superstars,
Hey.
is what it's going
We're
on.
not training them. If
Right,
we wouldn't be paying to go watch them.
we also have another goal. Oh, we'll continue with goalie news. Ilya Sorokin had the save of the year on Chris Letang. Although, was it the save of the year? Because Jonathan Quick, we'll post these clips back to back. Jonathan Quick had a phenomenal paddle save on Nick Schmaltz. So I don't know. You guys be the judge at home of which one you think was the better save. Just both phenomenal feats of goaltending here. We got to show the goalies some love, of course. Now, out of the blue, we have a goalie on this podcast. It's you. but yeah, so that'll round out our NHL news. Unless, did you have any other notes that you wanted to add from the week?
I want to add one thing. It's not a NHL team, but it is hockey related. Over at Liberty University, where we've had one of the players on this container.
Keener.
At Liberty University, they've had 7 guys selected for Team USA and Team Canada for the World Cup of Hockey.
That's
So,
awesome.
congratulations to all of them. I'm not sure on all of their names. I can look through here real quick. We got Matt Barthel, Jason Foltz, Laz Cable, Colin. Sorry about the
Go
butchering
for it.
names here. Colin Baird, Jacob Khaled. Oh gosh, Kalendick. And oh, we got two more. Hunter Verostick and Brett Gammer. So congratulations to all of them for making Team USA and Team Canada at the World Cup of Hockey. That's a pretty cool thing to be playing for there.
That's a huge feat. Kaner, we've had, like you said, we've had him on the podcast before. Thomas Kaner, you better get your name on that list in the next couple of years, buddy. We're rooting for you.
Yeah,
Especially over
absolutely.
there at Liberty.
Yeah.
But I'll take a pause here because I'm not sure if she's actually going to get a chance. I know she has a very busy schedule. If she has had a chance to post up the Russian word of the week, Hannah will be sending over a video. Of course, it's not before we're recording this, so we won't get a chance to practice it. So maybe we'll come on next week and practice it. Or maybe she won't get a chance to send us a video, and then we'll just hopefully resume Russian word of the week next week because I do want to continue with that. I think she's got an awesome segment going there, and it's helping us out. It's helping me learn some Russian, which is great. May come in handy in the future, especially working around the NHL and working around hockey players. But other than that, we've done all of our segments. I'm not going to have a Micah, sorry, not Mike, missing the mark segment because, like I said, we're recording on a Thursday. So this will probably be posted Friday. And then after that, I don't want to give picks for next week because we'll just come on the podcast next week and talk to you guys. So sorry, no betting numbers for now, but hopefully you guys have been hitting your parlays and possibly taking some of my recommendations when it comes to taking certain players and hitting your own bets, you know. I know I have been lacking on that as well too. So I'm going to be back in the betting world probably next week. So my picks will be on point. In the meantime, on Tuesdays, 5 to 6 p.m. sportstownchicago.com, 5 to 6 p.m. Central Time, I should add. Mike on the Mic airs. So get all your Chicago sports news in 1 hour. I'll be covering all the stuff we covered here with the Blackhawks, with Bulls, baseball. That means Sox and Cubs, even though I've got only one on right now because I only really cheer for one, I'll admit it. And then Bulls, as did I say Bulls? I'm sorry, Bears too, even though it's off season. But the Bears have a lot going on. They got to make some decisions. So I covered a little bit of that last week. I'm going to get in deeper this week. I mentioned Full Press Hurricanes podcast. Go give that a listen on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I am the host on that one. So you'll be hearing me rattle off all Hurricane stats. Chirp me, add to what you think I should be telling you guys about when it comes to hurricane stuff if you know your hurricanes. And that one's a good one there. The Voodoo podcast, we dropped an episode, I think it's 2 weeks ago now, or was it last week, something like that. I can keep my podcast straight, people. I'm sorry, I do like seven a week. This is nuts. But another one will be dropping in March, and we're almost in March. So look for that in the next couple of weeks. Just make sure you're subscribed. Subscribe to us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you can get your podcasts. We may have some more guests on in the future that have their own podcasts like we did last week. We had Tilo on, so we'll be promoting others. If you have a podcast, reach out to us. We want to promote you guys. It doesn't have to be hockey related. We'll collab with you guys. We'll post, help you get the word out there. And then if you guys want to have us on, we'll talk some hockey news. If you guys are a sports related podcast and you're missing a hockey guy, I know everybody over here is willing to talk more hockey than just the couple hours that we do here every week. So we'll be happy to give you some insights and promote Talking Pylons while we're at it. That is it for me. I've got a couple of things that I'm going to keep close to the chest and hidden until they are official, but some big things coming. I don't know what it means for the future of this podcast, but we have some very big personalities that we have to get on first. So that is definitely going to happen, and we'll see. You got anything else going on with you?
No, I think that's it. Thanks to Big Luke again, Tuna, for coming on so last minute and helping us out. And thanks to everybody who is hopefully still listening at this time.
Yeah, I finally figured out on Zoom. I am tech savvy, but sometimes I'm not the most tech savvy. I finally found out how to add the clock in the corner. So we're at
Wow.
1:16, 1 hour, 16 minutes. Well, 17 minutes basically. So we ran through it this week for you guys just so that we can get you all your news in a timely fashion and so that I'm not editing this until my eyes roll out of my skull. So other than that, thank you guys for listening and have a great week, everyone.
Absolutely. Peace.
See
you. I can see her lying back in her satin dress in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs, sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. She's been looking like a queen in a sailor.